And welcome back. So my next guest this hour is well, I don't know how I could describe it. This is something that I think is going to be something we need to be concerned about the future. My guest joining me now is realtor Jeff Kerr, and he specializes in accessible properties. And Jeff, welcome to the show.
Great. It's great to be here.
You know, a real pleasure having you here. And one of the things I want to be able to have a conversation with you today, so for our listeners' sake, is understanding kind of the definition of an accessible property. We're gonna talk a little bit about your backstory because you've got quite a story that we can chat about. So first and foremost, what is deemed to be an accessible property?
I don't think there's any formal definition of it. It really depends on the individual themselves to what their needs are. I think there's two main factors I think that play into an accessible home, and that's an entrance solution and a bathroom solution. An entrance solution so people can get in and out of the house safely, and then a bathroom so that they can stay. I think those are really the two key features I find are important to people.
Right. So what got you started in, focusing on this in the actual industry? Because, most realtors, they come in, they just decide to sell a house, and if something happens to fall in their laps, they'll do it. But you've made a real practice now of focusing on accessible properties. So what got you started?
Growing up, I had an aunt with MS. And so, accessibility was just a fact of life. My mom was also a physiotherapist at Toronto Rehab. So again, growing up in that environment with my aunt using a wheelchair, it was a day-to-day fact of life. And it was actually through my aunt and uncle who purchased a pre-construction wheelchair accessible condo back in the late 80s, that they bought a condo that was supposed to be fully accessible for them. Through construction delays and then, my uncle passing on, I was actually with my aunt as she rolled through the front door when she first bought that condo, and she realized very quickly that she couldn't live there independently. So she handed me the keys and said, "Jeff, please sell this condo for me."
Wow, that's been quite disheartening for her, because I know, when people hear, they are accessible and they actually see that it's not, that must be pretty difficult. You also have been an author of a book called Barrier Free Real Estate: Achieving Freedom at Home. Again, motivation behind writing a book?
I want to provide a resource for people who find themselves in need of an accessible home. A lot of the clients I work with, they don't know where to start. What is an accessible home? What type of features are available? So that's really what the impetus of the book is, to just to be a resource for people as a starting point to find out what is an accessible home and what is possible.
Yeah, no, listen, I think it's a wonderful approach to things. Now, and for our listeners that actually tune in on a regular basis, everybody knows that I went through a hip replacement back right around Christmas time. And, one of the things that I did prior to going under the knife was I had to put grab bars, in the bathrooms, change the toilet seat, things like that. Fortunately, easy access coming inside the house. But, it is difficult to get around. And this was kind of a short-term thing with a walker and canes and that. But people that have to live this every single day, are there programs out there for people? You and I talked off air about March of Dimes and things like that. How do people, how do they actually prepare their homes if this is a requirement?
And that planning their home, that's a big part of what I encourage my clients to do, is planning ahead. It's a lot easier to be proactive in making changes to their home so that they can continue to live there safely and comfortably. The March of Dimes is a great organization. They provide financing to do home modifications, whether it be a bathroom or an entrance. They also will do vehicle modifications as well.
Wow. Now, again, with doing our place, there wasn't really that much. That much work that I had to do, because I was going to come out of it and be okay. But if we take a look at some people's future, I mean, we've got a huge aging demographic right now. Are you finding that more people are looking for the requirement, now that they're getting into, the retiring years?
Absolutely. The cost of long-term care retirement homes is high, and there's not enough government funding right now to help to age people, for people to age in the traditional care homes. Right. So people are having to look at aging in place, and when you look at the cost of home modifications, there was a study done that showed the average cost to modify your home is $8 a day. And that's when you amortize the cost of the home modification over the life of the renovation.
Sure.
So that's peanuts compared to the cost of a long-term care bed or a retirement home bed. So it's a lot more affordable for people to modify their home and to age in place. And then that allows them to stay in the home that they love, the community that they love, in amongst all the friends and family that
yeah.
they
You know, it's interesting because we've just come through, you know, last year, one of the hottest markets we've ever seen. You know, you're as I said, you're very focused on obviously accessible homes. Was that a busy part of the market? Like, were people struggling to find homes that have already built-in accessibility to them?
It is challenging to find a home that's already accessible, that's ready to go.
Right.
Majority of the clients I work with, we find a home that can be modified to meet their needs.
Okay.
You know, the start of the 2017 market, very, very active market. Having clients that needed the accessibility just added another layer of challenge to find a home, you know, in amongst the bidding wars.
Yeah.
Because a lot of clients require modifications to be made, so that means an extra home inspection to have someone come in and just confirm, you know, the costs of doing those home modifications, which are absolutely necessary for them.
Yeah. You know, if we take condos out of the equation and we talk about detached homes, you know, a lot of times people will drive through a neighborhood and they'll see ramps in the front. So normally in a bungalow style home. So, you know, a lot of times that's one of the first indications that, you know, it is a form of accessible home. But yet, you know, in my neighborhood, I watch one sell and get plowed down. So there's another non-accessible property in the marketplace, and they'll probably put up something crazy. But, you know, one of the things I think that it's hard for people to kind of wrap their heads around is just the sheer volume of necessity that's going to come up in the future. I mean, we've got that aging, you know, the baby boomers, you know, not that they're quite there yet, but I think it's a growing trend. It's not just the seniors that you're working with. It's also people that obviously, as you mentioned, your aunt, mm-hmm. and people that perhaps have been injured in accidents, or for that matter, people that have been, you know, had replacements like somebody like myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a broad spectrum of client base. I work with a lot of young clients who've been in motor vehicle accidents. The older adults, the aging population, that's definitely where the future is. And that's where the benefit is to a homeowner who wants to look at making modifications to their home now, because they're only increasing the marketability of that home later on with the aging population.
Yeah. If you were an investor and you owned a property that could be geared this way, would you do some work to it and then offer it out for lease? I mean, is there a necessity out there for that?
Absolutely. So the biggest challenge that I have in my business is wheelchair accessible rental properties. They just don't exist. I would absolutely encourage an investor to purchase a condo, have it modified with a bathroom modification. You can have a traditional kitchen,
sure.
but with a bathroom modification, there's absolutely a demand right now. I get two calls a week for clients looking for wheelchair accessible rentals,
right.
And I struggle to help them find.
Right, it's difficult.
Yes.
Yeah, and really the modification isn't, you know, that major. I mean, you know, access to either for a shower stall or some of the new bathtubs that have been now conformed, because they're units that can open up. But, you know, the grab bars and again, certain counter heights, I think, are very important. Is there any advice you can give people, you know, looking into the future in this avenue? I mean, you know, how do people track you down? What's the best way to reach you?
The easiest way is through my website, accessiblehomefinder.com.
Right.
And, you know, I work at RE/MAX Unique in central Toronto. They can certainly reach me. My direct number is 416-424-2222.
Okay.
Google's great. If you Google wheelchair accessible homes, yeah, you'll find me.
Yeah, excellent. And so if we're looking at the marketplace, I know just a quick note you had mentioned before we went on the air. There's some builders that are starting to focus on this a little. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So back in 2017, Daniels Corporation approached me. They were looking at creating a program to incorporate wheelchair-accessible condos in their upcoming buildings. So fast forward to today, they have the Accessibility Design Program. And this is a great program. It's not since my aunt bought that condo many years ago have right. I encountered a builder who looked at pre-construction wheelchair-accessible condos.
Wow.
And they're incorporating fully accessible bathrooms, kitchens, and the big thing in a condominium is rollout balconies.
Right.
You know, we all encounter those big thresholds to get out onto the balconies.
Sure.
They're doing level thresholds with garden doors leading out to the balconies. So it's a full rollout balconies.
Yeah.
They're roughing in door openers. All these great features, they come standard in the units and at no additional cost, unless the client wants to do the alternative kitchen. They can do a small upgrade for the alternative kitchen.
Yeah, excellent. Well, listen, Jeff, it's been a real pleasure to have you on the show today. Once again, best way for our people to find you?
Yeah, through my website, accessiblehomefinder.com.
Excellent. Well, folks, that was Jeff Kerr. And make sure if you do have some needs or some questions, make sure you do reach out to him.